The Traveler's Journal, September 14th. Serving ice water in hell. The Badlands were well named by the French trappers who first traversed the 100-mile stretch of dry prairie, ragged ridge, and rugged canyon in what's now southwest South Dakota. At the base of a twisted range of high east-west hills known as the Wall, a tiny town took root. Also called Wall, the town served as a way station for travelers who rode the hot, dusty trail. It was December 1931 when Dorothy and Ted Husted bought Wall's only drugstore. For 5 Deep Depression years, they struggled to keep the store alive. Then one blazing summer day, Dorothy had a revelation. Realizing every car in the stream of traffic on Route 16 held thirsty passengers, she posted signs announcing free ice water. Folks started to stop at Wall Drug. The ice water was free, but the Husteds came up with a steady series of innovative ways to get travelers to part with their cash. But another unique advertising campaign made Wall Drug a real roadside attraction. For 500 miles in either direction, the Husteds set up simple signs announcing the mileage to their store. Travelers picked up on the idea and started planting their own Wall Drug signs in distant places. Photos they sent as proof were posted on the store's walls. During World War II, GIs put up Wall Drug signs around the globe. One can now be found at the South Pole. Another was launched into space. While fancy roadside oases are much more common these days, none match the international fame of the drugstore on I-90 that offered travelers ice water for free. You can visit us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, this is David Baer.